Okay, this is the Sunday morning, 8:30-20. The Prophet's Corner Uncut, A Nation Divided is the name of this. This week, the line was drawn in the sand. The DNC, the convention, got out. RNC got in, clearly defined. This is no longer between Democrat or Republican, but it is good versus evil, between God and Satan. Really, God and the church. I mean, Satan and the church. I will show you how I will handle this through my instrument of judgment. Okay, talking about Donald Trump. Let's look at Romans 13. One through four. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So that's the place that Donald Trump has been in. In fact, in different references that I've seen over the last few years, He says, don't they know who I am? He's the instrument of wrath. And they know it. Now you can see why the act they do towards him, it makes perfect sense. He's the executioner. He's the punisher. And it's God placed. God is ridding the earth of this vermin that has been killing, stealing, and destroying for 6,000 years. From this time forth, no more middle ground. The battle lines have been drawn, and the sides have been made, and the sides have made their decisions. All right, I'm going to look at Exodus 32 for a minute. We kind of saw the same thing happen in Egypt. When the people saw that Moses departed or delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. When Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation, and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morning, and offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play. The Lord said unto Moses, Go get thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. The Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. That's pretty bold, man. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. All this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he brought to do unto his people. So God heard covenant. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain. The two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. And he said, is it not the voice of them that shout for mastery? Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. It came to pass as soon as he came nigh to the camp that they saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. He cast the tables out of their hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strode it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought to a great sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Yeah, judgment on leadership first. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked under their shame among their enemies. Now, you know what's going on. They're naked. What do you think was going on? Sodomy. Fornication. Probably adultery, probably pedophilia. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. The children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. And for Moses said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon him a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morning that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned against sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for thee. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and I have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, if not, blot out, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. The Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. So they never got away with anything. Even though Moses stood in the gap for them, the ones that did these things, they paid the price for what they did. Now we're going to look at the book of Revelation. This is where I believe we sit in the timeline. Revelation chapter 16. When I taught this week on television, the Lord had me bring a little bit of what I'm going to say today up about I think one of the fallacies is that we've been taught that people are, the reason people never understood Revelation is because they fear-mongered. They were terrified. They wouldn't even read the book. It was like, do not touch that, you know? But it's a triumphant book because it's getting rid of the wicked and then exonerating the righteous. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. It's coming. They know what's coming. They know. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast upon them which worshipped his image. Were the Egyptians worshiping Satan? Absolutely. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. I was reading, I think it was in Proverbs, and it brings up the matter about the drinking of blood, indicating all throughout the 6,000 years, this has been a practice. I'll have to find that verse. Third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. I want to qualify here who he's doing this to. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Now, right here, these three, I think it's the three city states. And the reason I believe that is the plague of their burning will be a memorial forever. It breaks in three pieces, this three city states, the pyramid. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. All right, let's keep going. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, which waters represents people here, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. Well, we know that communism and socialism is red. This is the significance. Full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. You see the Catholic Church here. Bishops. What's the other? Cardinals wear red. Bishops wear purple. And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Which this is a false prophet. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Here's the adrenochrome addicts here. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. I don't know if you've heard, maybe you have, but I heard a decode this week about the wall and the significance of the wall. And I heard it months ago, but whenever I heard it again, I thought it made more sense to me that this wall, the quantum system that we're going on, the financial quantum system, this man that I heard it from, he understands quantum physics, and so he can get over your head really quickly. But he made a statement that people don't understand, that the wall is more than a wall. The wall actually, they said that they can detect demonic activity within 50 foot of the wall. They can detect people, whether it's a man or a woman. So, and that through their satanic sacrifice, they have opened portals to allow demons to come in on us, which Revelation kind of bears it out when the pits open and these things come out of the pit. That this quantum system, which is has to be God, this quantum system will cause that those portals to be shut. In other words, Satan will be put in the pit. See, from heaven's perspective, we see it as an angel throwing him into the pit. But from an earthly perspective, the wall and all that that entails that will keep him, those demons and those portals can no longer be opened. See, that's what these blood sacrifices have done. Why do you think all the rioting in the streets, killing people and everything? These are their rituals to their God. He feeds on this stuff. And there, and here is the mind which hath wisdom, the seven angels of seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and of the seven, and goeth into perdition. The ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, as of John's writing anyway, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Well, there's their sacrifice. They eat flesh, drink blood. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. In the days of Enoch, or in the book of Enoch, when it talked about they devoured each other, they turned on each other and began to devour each other. The woman which thou sawest is the great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The three city states. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. In other words, the whole earth, most nations of the earth, have been in bed with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. They were really smug. They never thought she would lose. They had it all sewed up. Hillary was going to have her last 8 years. There shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of silver and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble. I'm thinking it was, I heard this, I think it was 65, this huge cargo plane made 65 trips after they confiscated all this gold, bringing it back to the United States for safekeeping. This is all the gold that all of these, you know, bloodline, the reason the bloodline families, they were chosen by the devil. It's all about blood. Mm-hmm. And they went to work with Satan harvesting the earth. Our children. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat. And beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet. They've lived lavishly while humanity has suffered without. It's only because of the grace of God, and he taught us how to walk by faith, and so have we done well. But it's not so for most people. They're clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Said, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. It's all been confiscated. That executive order in 2017 to confiscate all property of those involved in human trafficking, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships, that means our shipping war is over. The Republic is restored. We're back to common law. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. They're boo-hooing because their gravy train is gone. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea. Admiralty Maritime Law. All had ships in the sea. Because they consider us cargo. Mm-hmm. Under the corporation, cargo. All right. Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. What does the scripture say? What did Jesus say about these that harm a little one? It'd be better for them that a millstone be tied around their neck and they be cast into the sea. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. All the abortions, the blood cries out to the Lord, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. All right, just a little bit more. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. So when we're living in the thousand-year millennial reign, there's going to be three places on earth or in earth that there's going to be memorials. Kind of like the JFK memorial with the flame. You're going to see the smoke of her burning. It says forever is a memorial. Is it any wonder after the thousand-year Satan's going to be loosed how people could, it'd be people that didn't experience that. It'll be people that had never seen that. The ones that saw it, we know, man. It'll be for the ones that maybe aren't born yet. They never had to experience what we've experienced, and they hadn't seen what the beast did. These scriptures are the playbook, and it will be carried out. There will be no more riding the fence. Now there are two sides, God in or God out. Was reminded of the word of prophecy by Charles Capps about the time of the end. I couldn't find the prophecy. He talks about a triangle and how people walked more broadly. Used to, you could be outside of his will, kind of gray areas. But they were kind of still in the light, even if they were kind of on the outskirts. Is that it?
I drew it.
That even if they're, at the time of the end, it's like you're in the broad part of the triangle, but now that you're at the end, you're in the tip, and if you put your toe out, you're in darkness. Okay, this is much like the Tommy Hicks vision where Jesus was extending his hand and it was like liquid light and people shrank back from it, even Christians. And when they shrank back, they were consumed by the darkness. This is how I'm picking up in my spirit about this time. That's what I believe. That's the time we're in. Keep calling for our family members, etc., into the light so they won't be consumed by the darkness. I want to read this to you. I won't say who it is. I'll just say it's an Anon. Trump is just the supreme leader in the U.S. Is not just the supreme leader in the U.S. He is now de facto leader of all 210 countries worldwide. You are not alone. You're not going to be either. Vaccinated or 5G'd, and why are the Chinese flying in waves of airplanes to country after country? We were asked to not say anything, but this is ridiculous with so many of you, so here goes, a brief explanation to hold you over. You know, people, they just fearmonger all the time about the Chinese. Oh my God, the Chinese. The Chinese are flying in Tesla tower parts all over the world, and this is the new Chinese Republic that is behind this. They have asked, the CPC is no more. The Communist Party in China has been taken out. They're now the Republic. Yeah. They have asked Chinese workers to work as long as they freely will to help the rest of the world heal. So stop panicking. There is a plan, and it is the mother of all plans. The many have been played by the cabal with this COVID-19, Now it's our turn to have the last laugh, and the noose is coming fast for all these demons. And there won't be any deals, no reprieve, just execution after execution as we rid this perfect earth of the utmost evil we have ever known. Breathe, relax, you're never alone. So God wants us to be encouraged. We are winning. We are winning bigly, like the president says, bigly. Do we believe these confessions that we've been making for 5 years? Do we believe what we say? Yes, we do. And we're seeing it come to pass. And if that will happen in the nation, it'll happen in your life too.